Hello, hello. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another delicious, yummy episode of Eat More Veggies. Today we are doing a delicious tomato sauce. And depending on where in the world you're from, this might be called stew, or pasta sauce, tomato sauce, you know, whatever you want to call it. But this particular recipe is super delicious. And we do it in our house quite often. It's a staple, actually. And we do big batches of it, and we freeze them in containers, and we put them away, and then pull them out as we need it. But it's a great meal prep thing to do. All right, so let's just go into the recipes, and actually, let's rewind a little bit. This particular recipe is a hybrid of my classically trained way of doing tomato sauce, the Italian way, and then meeting my wife Jane and doing her stew from Nigeria, which is cooked slightly differently, done differently, flavored differently. So it's a combination of these two, and to me it's just the best of both worlds, just super delicious. But I'll let you make it and then you tell me what you think, okay? Excuse me. So ingredients: we need 20 Roma tomatoes, also called plum tomatoes, quartered. All right, this is a quick version of it. There's a longer version where you can concassate the tomatoes, which is scoring the top of the tomatoes, dropping them into boiling water just for a couple seconds or to a minute, depending on, you know, how ripe the tomatoes are. The skin will start to separate. Take them out of the boiling water, drop them into an ice bath, and then from there, you're able to peel off the skin completely. This is how I do it at home. So if you have the time, please do it this way. All right, so do all of your 20 tomatoes like that. If you don't have the time or you don't want to do that, then you could just quarter everything. All right, we're gonna go with 2 cups of onions diced, 1/2 cup of garlic chopped, 1 whole scotch bonnet pepper. If you don't have scotch bonnet, you can do your favorite spicy pepper and just add the chilies to figure how spicy you like your sauce to be. All right, next up we're gonna add 4 sprigs of thyme, about 5 bay leaves, and we're gonna need about 1 cup of oil, your favorite oil of course for cooking, about 3 tablespoons of liquid Maggi, 4 Maggi cubes, the vegetarian ones of course, and then salt and pepper to taste. Those are all the ingredients you're gonna need. All right, so directions: you want to wash your tomatoes, you know, remove the stems, all that good stuff. And if you rewind the process of concassing them, if you want to do that, then this is where you'll cut the tops, you know, put an X on the pointy part and be very careful. So you want to put your X on the side that does not have the stem, the bottom, all right, not where the vine grows. You want to do the opposite side. So put an X there, not a big one and not a deep one, just enough that you can see it, and then do that process. Once that's done, you're gonna put them into the Vitamix or your blender, whichever one you have. Just make sure it's nice and powerful, and puree your tomato in batches. All right, add a little water if you need to. If you have the concassé ones, this is where you'll, you know, break it down, do all that good stuff, add it to the blender. Once that's done, you're gonna have your onions and garlic ready to go in a sauce pot. You wanna add your oil, onions and garlic, and the bay leaves, and let that cook and get nice and lightly caramelized. Once that's done, we're going to add our thyme and the tomato puree. Salt and pepper to taste. Bring this up to a boil. Once it comes to a boil, you want to add your liquid Maggi and your bouillon cubes. Make sure that those dissolve nice and good. Once that's done, then you want to bring it up to a boil again, turn it down, and just let it simmer nice and slow. All right, and you're pretty much looking for it to develop flavor at this point. All right, so you want it to simmer for at least 30 to 45 minutes, maybe an hour, depending on how much you're making. All right. But you're looking for a really deep flavor, and you'll know by the way it tastes. When you do tomato sauce, when you first taste it before it starts cooking, you can taste it. It's raw, but as it cooks, it develops this rich, earthy kind of flavor. So that's what you're looking for. And just check your salt, check your pepper to taste. If you need some more heat, add some more spicy peppers. If you need some salt, add some. If not, then this is my tomato sauce to you. I hope you enjoy. And don't forget to listen to how to break down the tomatoes to really get them without the skin, if you prefer that. All right, there is a difference in taste slightly, and then, you know, you'll see once you do it, if you haven't done it yet. But enjoy your cooking, and thank you so much again for listening. This is Chef Ed, and don't forget, this podcast is always brought to you by none other than Knife and Spoon, and that's it. I will catch you later.